toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the website for you. We give them away, once again, freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, of course, your phone calls, but also Ademo is going to tell us about a party. Party for a cop.
There's a party going down.
Yeah, we'll tell you exactly what this cop did to deserve that party here in a moment. 855-453. But first, quick news update on one of the three activists that has been put in jail, or in prison, rather, up in the Northwest. SeaTac Federal Prison, Maximum Security Federal Prison. Leah, the young lady we talked about in quite detail earlier this week, has allegedly been released. According to LeahXVX.tumblr.com, she is out. They are asking people not attempt to contact her, to give her some space.
Yeah, I read this, and I was kind of shocked by that, because you think, like, she goes on later to ask folks, she encourages support of Matt and Quito?
I think that's right, Quito or something.
Quito.
Like that.
And she's asking them, well, the great way to help would be to get out there and tell the story, you know, like after, I know this isn't comparing apples to apples, but after like a police incident or, you know, interaction, you know, Pete and I would sit down and film each other and like, you know, or write down,
talk about it, yeah.
You know, oh, at this time, remember this said, and then hash out all the details. So I can understand she is having some, you know, emotional reaction to what she had gone through. This, the website you cited, states that she was in the SHU, S-H-U, which is administrative detention or solitary confinement. So she
right.
On 23, if not complete 24-hour lockdown.
And this was for a few days. Now, the supportresist.net site has not been updated with this news. So this is, if it's true, I mean, all I've got is this website to go on. I'm going to presume they're telling the truth. If it's true that Leah has been released, it is still the case that the other two are still being held. So their addresses are available over at supportresist.net. If you would like to send them some mail, send them a book or something like that to keep them company in there. From what I understand, one of them is being held in solitary. The other has been put in general population. I'm not sure which is which offhand. But the supportresist.net site, which has the addresses, does not have the news that Leah has been released. So let's just say it's unverified at this point, but hopefully,
yeah, hopefully
it's true.
She is, and hopefully sooner or later she gets to speak out about it so that folks can know, like, you know, we had mentioned earlier, not many people know what goes on in these detention centers or
right.
correction facilities, so the more people that speak out, the better.
It's really important. And why did they release her but not the other two? Is it simply because she's more attractive and the other two didn't get the same level of coverage?
That's what I assumed by the statement when she wanted to encourage support to the others, and I thought the same thing, that maybe, you know, she's a young, attractive woman,
right.
You know, and so there was a lot. I heard about it first here last week when I was on the show, and then all week long I've heard all about it. So it's obviously an easy sell. I mean, she has that perfect picture of her holding the heart.
Yep.
They're making the heart with her hand. So it's probably definitely a sell, which, again, would be, you know, even best for her to get out there and talk about it.
So if we learn more, we'll certainly let you know. And who knows, maybe we'll get to finagle an interview out of her at some point. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll certainly keep you in the loop as we know more. 855-453. We go to the pizza guy calling from Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Ademo.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we're doing a radio show. What's on your mind tonight?
People always say, what's it going to look like when it collapses, and what's it going to look like when the state really cracks down and things go crazy? And I got news for you. I mean, this is, we got people just grabbing them for what they think and what they feel and for their documents. The reason I called, I was driving on the highway and I saw, suspect someone of a DUI. Did you see it happen? Call it in, 911. I mean, they're literally asking you to call and snitch.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, in some cases, they'll give you a $50 cash reward or something like that for calling in a crime, and that'll really incentivize people that are hurting for money.
Yeah, and I mean, this is it. This is George Orwell's 1984. It's not like, when is it going to happen? You know, everybody's speculating, you know, what's the collapse going to look like? What kind of supplies are you going to need? This is it. This is the collapse. Look at unemployment, like, what, 40%, I think it is, 30% of people who can work aren't working. You know, it's the real unemployment number. This is it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, too. I would say that to folks as well, because I always feel like, man, do I just think things are a lot worse than they are? Like, do I see the one beating and it just means more to me than what it is? Because other people are like, well, there's not that many bad cops. And like, well, we find enough stories every day. They're posted, you know. at coplock.org. And so it's like, is it me or is it everyone else? But I tend to agree with the caller that, you know, this is now, like, you know, if people want to wait until it's like millions and like an extravagant amount of people that are oppressed, I mean, even though we all are, but I mean that it's blatantly obvious without the smoke and mirrors, that's a really bad time. That's a really bad sign to wait for, you know?
Pizza guy?
Yeah, this is just crazy times, man. Real quick, I want to tell you one more story and why my job is more dangerous than a cop's. I jumped in my car real quick. This happened just while I was on hold, like 5 minutes.
Pizza dudes get robbed way more often than cops do.
Oh no, this isn't even this. This is occupational hazard. I jumped in my car, you know, because I get paid, you know, on commission. The faster I go, the more money, more tips I get, more money I make per hour. So I just go.
Free market, incentivizing.
My store. Okay. Well, I jump in the car, slam the door. The belt buckle is in the way between the lock and the door. I don't notice this. I drive away. My door isn't completely closed. I take a quick left-hand turn to deliver a pizza, you know, get to an address.
Oh.
I just don't fall out of the car and run over myself.
Oh, my gosh. That's scary.
Yeah, if you think we have easy jobs, you know, we're sweating and bleeding. So get your delivery driver, and you're welcome for our service.
Thanks, Pizza Guy. I appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But it is a dangerous job.
You made it sound fun right there.
Well, there's that, which you could see as fun. But, you know, getting held up at knife point for $20 or whatever.
I remember reading my first story about a pizza guy getting robbed. I was like, wow, I can't. And they only carry like $40 now,
right?
Like change for a 10 or something like that.
It's
dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, you got crackheads out there. They'll take that $20.
Oh, yeah. That's a score. That's a hit.
So 855-450-FREE. Tom is in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know about the Pythagorean theorem, right? It's a geometrical.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. I don't remember much from math class, but I remember that one.
I'm surprised you got that.
Now, let's say you are confronted with a mathematical proof of the Pythagorean theorem, okay? And you don't like it. So you dig up dirt on Pythagoras, or you dig up dirt on some of these geometers who agree with the Pythagorean theorem. Does it make any sense to say that you can dismiss or discredit the theorem that is independent of its authorship by discrediting Pythagoras, the mathematician?
No.
Okay, this is one of the absurdities that you get in political conversation, particularly when I was an anti-war activist back in the 1980s protesting Reagan and the intervention in Central America. Have you served your country? Have you ever been in the service? And I'm wondering, what on earth are they talking about? I'm supposed to participate in war crimes in order to be qualified.
In order to have a valid opinion about it.
You don't know what you're talking about unless you've helped, you know, push the agenda.
I didn't even realize what their argument was because it's so absurd. Now, I want to reassure people, when you're in political conversation and the enemies of liberty offer absurd arguments, they're not really that stupid. It's just that they cannot support their incorrect position with sound logical reasoning.
So Tom, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. You're right. 855-450-FREE. In fact, this happened to me recently. I mean, besides the recent candidates forum here in Keene, I was actually part of the Talk Rumble, which is something I did over the summer at New York City's Talkers Magazine. We have this yearly convention that, actually, it's twice a year now. But in New York City, it's once a year in New York City. And the Talk Rumble is kind of one of the title card events where they put 8 or 9 talk show hosts up on stage, sit them at panel, kind of like panel discussion style, so across long tables. And there's a moderator, and the moderator asks questions about kind of issues of the day, news of the day, and he gets, usually it's just lefties and righties up there just battling back and forth. This was the first year that anyone from Free Talk Live was sitting in, and I had the great honor to be a part of the Talk Rumble. I mean, how cool of an opportunity is that?
So is the goal to like be funny, creative, like how do you win this thing?
Well, I mean, everybody thinks they're the winner, right? Like everybody who's in that event thinks they won. But essentially, it's just a performance, right? You're just up there and you're performing, and the audience, you're doing it for the audience. But in this case, you know, this is the first time that anyone who would advocate liberty was up there, and of course, all they had against me was calling me names. I mean, it was you're stupid,
right.
You're crazy.
No, you're back in high school.
Comment about a bong hit. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first-ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number for you tonight to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that we have on the site there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com, features including the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. Just go click and download. They're all yours. Right there on the top of the website, we have the last 7 days' worth. And then if you click into our SoundCloud page, that will give you access to years' worth of Free Talk Live, as well as episodes of Mark, my co-host, Edgington Post, that he's been doing. It's his interview series. That's also available over at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Or if you're already over at freetalklive.com, just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link right there. Now, Now, make sure that you do your due diligence and check out Bitcoin. It's so important. This is the future, in my opinion, of transactions, period, but certainly transactions online, financial transactions, that is. The Bitcoin allows you to do business with whoever it is that you want to do business around the world without having to ask anyone's permission. You don't have to pony up a bunch of, the fees or jump through hoops in order to get started with Bitcoin. There's no gatekeeper. You don't have to give up a social security number or a physical address or identification. It is a system that actually allows for anonymity if you would like it to. And it is a really... It's brilliant what they've done with this. Now, Damo, I don't know how familiar you are yet with Bitcoin.
I was just getting into it before you went to the jail cell.
So, we've been into it for a little while on Free Talk Live, and I got to say I'm pretty jazzed. I mean, just over a few months, it's gone from like $10 to $12 just in a 2 or 3 months' time.
Nice.
It started at a cent. It started at next to nothing. It's now the most valuable currency in the world.
It's amazing.
Now, that's not counting gold and silver because those aren't really currencies. But this is the most valuable currency, more so than any governmental currency all around the world. And it's just barely getting started at this point. So you owe it to yourself to learn more about it because it's likely going to become more and more relevant in your world as time goes on. So get in and learn about it now at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. And when you're ready to get some bitcoins, when you're finally ready to take that plunge, BitInstant makes it possible and they make it easy. BitInstant.com. You can go and get your bitcoins with cash at over a million locations in over 30 countries. I mean, it's as simple as walking into CVS or Walmart or a local bank branch.
I just put it on my browser and start it so that I can look at it again. Weusecoins.com because...
Is it .com? I think that might work, too. Weusecoins.org.
Oh, .org. I'm sorry. It did redirect. So
perfect.
Yeah. I always feel like I need to get more on this whenever you read this commercial.
Yeah. So you got to check it out. I mean, really, Weusecoins.org has got a great little two-minute-long intro video that'll give you a good overview. And then, of course, you can dig in and learn as much about it as you like because there is a lot to learn. But make sure you learn a little bit before you go and get some. That way you know at least what you're getting into because it's pretty exciting. So once again, you can go to BitInstant.com to get your first Bitcoins. 855-450-FREE and get more when you're ready for more because some people are getting like Johnny Ray, who took over for you on Tuesday nights. He's been getting Bitcoins every week. So he gets his paycheck, takes 10% of his paycheck, and buys Bitcoins with him.
Smart.
It's an interesting... Yeah, I thought so too. It's a really good way to put some money in something besides the Federal Reserve note that is much more, in my opinion, usable than silver and gold. Look, I love me some silver. Don't get me wrong, but I can't send silver easily to anyone anywhere.
Doesn't transfer very good on Wi-Fi.
No. And if I want to send it somewhere, I've got to pay shipping to ship that. It's a huge waste of effort and money.
It takes a lot of convenience out of the 2012 shopping process.
Right, but if you want to send me bitcoins, you just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. The address is right there. You drop that in your Bitcoin browser, and then boom, it's there.
I've seen a lot of folks at Porkfest having QR codes that could read them and
send
through
bitcoins. Their cell phones.
Yep, exactly. So. Maybe the regular market will catch up to it soon and to be able to be used widely.
Now, Damo, you are one of the co-founders of copblock.org. It's a website devoted to helping people keep the police accountable through the use of video cameras, for instance, asking questions on a scene of a police interaction. And also folks will submit stories regularly to your website about police behaving badly, for instance, and personal experiences with them, activism, that sort of thing. So inevitably, you're a go-to guy when it comes to police behaving badly, and you've got something about the Fraternal Order of Police.
Yes, I'm
throwing a party. Now, how could that be bad?
Well, you'd think a 19-year veteran lieutenant, his name's Jonathan Josie II, that there could be a number of reasons having that long and that rank on the force, like retirement, maybe he did some outstanding community service, never mm-hmm. fired his weapon on the job. But no, on October 28th, the FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, as you said, is having a $30 a person benefit for the officer with the tagline, come out and support one of our own. So, right there, it's kind of vague. It's not like, hey, he saved a little girl's life. Come say thanks or, come party with a hero. It's pretty vague there. But they are throwing him this party because he sucker punched a woman in the face. There was some, I only seen the 30-second video, which is linked in the story at mobile.philly.com. And here this woman is like walking across the street, turns around halfway through, and there's a bunch of folks in the road already. Seems like some sort of
street party or something.
Street party or something was getting broken up. And this guy who's in a white shirt around a bunch of blue shirted police officers, so sticks out like a sore thumb. Hmm. Comes walking to this woman. She has her back to him and just, boom, punches her. Yeah, I never did get to see the whole story, but to me, I don't know what else could fill in the blanks there that could ever
justify. So she didn't even know it was coming.
She didn't even see it coming. She didn't, boom, folded up, and they actually walked her by. The cameraman was actually in a position where the police walked her by.
Wow.
15 seconds later after the punch, and she's got blood coming out of her mouth. So ultimately, the commissioner, Charles Ramsey, who's quoted here in this story, is calling the incident troubling, and which is why he decided to fire him. The mayor.
Now, that's rare.
That's surprising. Like, you know it's bad. So that goes, if anyone out there, our police apologetic friends, want to say, oh, well, you don't know. This is only a 25-second video. You don't know what happened the minute before that.
Right. Well, she could have called him a name or something.
Rarely are these, police officers fired, especially in this type of setting,
Right. In a lot of cases, even if something is caught on video, even if misbehavior of a police officer is caught on video, it's still hard to fire these guys.
It is really hard.
It's a shocker.
If now the union steps in or something like that. So that's the multiple areas of protection. So they fire him. The mayor condemns the guy, and the victim ended up getting some support, having protesters outside of the city hall. So that's probably what helped give it a push. But yes, back to the reason why it's news again. $30 per person per plate, and you can come out and support one of our own, because the Fraternal Order of Police say Josie is having trouble with living expenses because he no longer gets a paycheck.
Oh, he can't afford his drinking habit anymore?
Or whatever it is.
Poor baby.
President John McNeesby would like the Thin Blue Line to come out at, again, $30 a head to help one of their own.
So they're going to give him money.
Yeah,
They're not only are they throwing this guy an honoring fundraising party after he jacks some lady in the back of the head, but they're also going to do a collection for him. They're going to cut him some cash.
Yeah, I mean, this is surprising as much as this guy was caught red-handed, but even something as, recently in Manchester, there was an officer who was caught drunk driving.
I heard about that on Port
and I heard there was a bunch of police officers at his hearing,
To support him,
but it's like they then have this total, like,
it's okay when they do
patrols, profiling of certain establishments, checkpoints, they do all these things for DUI guys, but then they show up in court for one of their own.
That's sick.
How many have they sent to court?
Why would anybody respect these people?
I did a guy was doing a year in jail for punching somebody, in the face.
I believe
fighting.
It. 855-453, that's the party. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Russia Today and Al Jazeera, what do they have in common? We'll explain. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
They have a full orbed approach to account recovery, and they are really three companies in one, in that they do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at the top of Free Talk Live's banner column over at freetalklive.com. It's right there on the right-hand side of the page. All right, so our number again here tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, Adamo, you're going to tell us about a 12-year-old who successfully defended themselves without the help of the police. We'll get to that in a moment. But I asked the question, what do Al Jazeera and Russia Today have in common? And, well, we've talked about these two news organizations before. One of the things they have in common, there are actually a few things, one of the things they have in common is they give some of the best unbiased coverage of the governmental activities here in this country.
Well, the opposite bias, I don't know. Sometimes they, at least they're showing you what the American mainstream isn't. You know?
Well, right. I mean, they're not going to be, Russia Today is not going to be too questioning toward the Russian government, but right. They're pretty good at questioning the American government. In fact, I believe their tagline for Russia Today English is question more. I think that's their positioner. I believe that is their positioning statement. Al Jazeera, of course, long has been known for doing reporting that is critical of the American state, whereas American media is essentially a lapdog of the state. They'll just, you know, suck right up to all the politicians and all the bureaucrats so they can get their story and they can get the press releases and they can get the interviews of all the movers and the shakers.
Gotta have the access.
And they wouldn't want to put any of that in jeopardy, and they certainly wouldn't want to do anything that might put their butts on the line. As we've seen, it's certainly not uncommon for the government to target reporters that are less than friendly. There was, I don't know if you remember the Police Complaint Center years ago, Adamo, and I remember Police Complaint Center had been around longer than Cop Block. It's kind of like the precursor to Cop Block. It's run by a former cop, Diop Kamau, and he and some other former cops basically run stings on the police and out them as a bunch of scumbags in a lot of cases. So what will happen is the Police Complaint Center will actually actually get hired by news organizations to do sting operations on local cops.
A little undercover work.
Yeah, every now and then this happens, so it really ends up being really compelling television when it happens. So they went into different police stations in South Florida. And they went to different departments in different areas of South Florida, and they had asked. They were asking, and they had, you know, hidden video cameras and things like that, and were asking for a complaint form. That's all they did. They went in there. One guy went in, asked for a complaint form, and then they just recorded what happened. And some of the police, there were a few different offices where they actually did hand him a complaint form without protest. Other offices, they claimed, there is no complaint form. You can just come back here, and we'll take the complaint from you in
person. Yeah, I've seen these guys on the YouTube or the documentary of the world's largest street gang. Which you can get on YouTube.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it's the world's largest street gang. So YouTube that and you should find it. But these guys are in there. They go up and they're just simple questions. Like, I just like to play for them. And they get asked for ID. And
oh, yeah.
What officer? And also, well, no, I just like the form. There is no form until you tell me this. And they get arrested a couple times. But
yep, they did get arrested. One guy got roughed up as well. And police intimidation tactics, all kinds. Just because somebody wants to fill out a complaint form. Well, the reporter who reported on one of these police complaint center, because there's like a head reporter who's kind of handling that package, right, for the news company. He was targeted by the police not long after that, and after the police, like, basically came after him hardcore, the news company he had worked for fired him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So they're on board as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had a really great report from the guy and broke some really interesting news about the police, but then when the heat started coming down on them, it was, whoa, we can't be too close to this. We got to get rid of this guy.
Or they lose their access. You know, they lose their ability to get the comment firsthand or to know whatever info they want to hear about.
And RT doesn't care about that, and Al Jazeera doesn't care about that. So they're the two of the television sources you can turn to. Obviously, there's lots of print ones, right? So you got The Guardian, you've got, Der Spiegel. Other companies from around the world in print are out there, too. But as far as video is concerned, Al Jazeera, RT, those are pretty much the only options to get the straight story. Or at least some semblance of a straight story about what the U.S. state is doing. Well, now, according to Michael Calderon over at HuffingtonPost.com, when Larry King moderates Tuesday's third-party debate in Chicago, his former network, CNN, will not be carrying it live, and neither will Fox News or MSNBC. But Al Jazeera English plans to broadcast the debate live, according to Bob Wheelock, their executive producer for News Gathering for the Americas. He calls it a no-brainer. Says, we've covered the presidential debates and vice presidential debate thus far. Our philosophy is to treat this one the same way. It's another voice in this country that we respect and believe should have a forum and an outlet. He said that part of Al Jazeera's English's mission is to try to provide the voice and be in places where other people aren't, to cover areas, countries, states, cultures that aren't routinely covered by the traditional broadcast networks and cable networks. The debate is sponsored by the Free and Equal Elections Foundation and a whole bunch of co-sponsors, by the way, including Free Talk Live. Will feature Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party, Jill Stein from the Green Party, Virgil Good from the Constitution Party, and Rocky Anderson from the Justice Party. Free and Equal Elections describes its mission as promoting an open voting process that helps third parties through the complex process of getting on the ballot. Link TV will also carry Al Jazeera English's broadcast in areas where the network still isn't available on the cable dial. And in addition, Russia Today has announced plans to air the debate on the RT America television network and on RT.com.
I am surprised by this, and I doubt there is that. Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. That RT and Al Jazeera would carry it, but I'm surprised how open they are with the statement of, like, hey, I'm giving everyone open, floor access as I would, because, like, Fox, I guarantee they don't have any statement on why they're not even going, let alone would they. They're not very open about.
They would say it's not newsworthy. I mean, their opinion is it's not newsworthy. It's third-party candidates.
Just decide for everybody what you need to know.
Third-party candidates have no chance of winning, so therefore, why should we spend our precious airtime covering it when we could be talking about Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, as though people haven't heard enough about those.
The same back and forth, 5%, 7%. War.
So we're going to actually hear more about these debates coming up. Christina Tobin is the founder and chair of the Free and Equal Elections Foundation. I believe Mark has scheduled her for an interview Monday night. So we'll talk to the founder of this organization on Monday night. And then Tuesday night is when the third party debates actually happen. And, she's done something pretty amazing here. I've seen the third party debates in the past, although I didn't watch the one in 2008 because I had Bob Barr in it and I just didn't care. But previous to that, I'd watch these things, and they're always interesting because you get viewpoints you just don't hear in the mainstream at all. And it's interesting to see, you know, the Greens going after the Libertarians and so on and so forth, and that's kind of, you know, it's unique.
This was kind of running through my mind when you were telling me about this. I wonder if someone out there with, you know, the video editing skills would, like, cut up, like, mix the two debates, the Romney-Obama with the third party.
They've had third-party debates where third-party candidates were asked the same questions that the big candidates were asked. So they, like, you know, took notes on what questions were asked and then sort of re-asked the same questions to the third-party candidates. But, you know, this is good news. And one of the interesting parts about this is they're bringing Larry King on. Now, that lends some level of credibility, I think, to the... whatever, regardless of what you think about Larry King, the guy's a name. And
a lot of people, probably.
Yeah. And so that Larry King is the moderator of the third-party debate, I think really shows that the third-party debates are coming into some level of maturity, in that previously the third-party debates had only been seen on C-SPAN. If you were going to watch it on television, you'd have to watch, like, C-SPAN 2 or C-SPAN 1.
Probably at, like, 3 in the morning.
And it's whenever... I know, I think they covered it live, but, yeah. You know, it's C-SPAN. Nobody watches C-SPAN. And so now you've got two real news networks that have, I think, some reputation. Al Jazeera, RT, they've got strong reputation with me as far as, you know, me looking at them and considering them a viable news source. So you've got two major news networks, international news networks. I mean, Fox and MSNBC and these other guys, those are just national networks. RT and Al Jazeera are international. They are seen on television sets
on the totem pole
around the world. To me, at least, sure. I feel like they are. They're just a more important network. So they've really kind of moved into their own as far as where the debates are being shown. And also you get somebody with the caliber of a Larry King in there to moderate the debate. Previously, I couldn't tell you who the moderator was. You know, some guy from C-SPAN or something like that. But Larry King, I mean, that's a big deal. So will it result in any extra attention being paid to the debates? That remains to be seen. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll tell you about a 12-year-old who successfully defended her household without the assistance of the police. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a Sun Oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website and head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. News updates are those some of those features. You can go to news.freetalklive.com and follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Also, classic version of sort of email if you prefer it old school. We will give you emails. And if you get the emails, you're going to get only the most important news about Free Talk Live. If you're following us on Twitter and Facebook, you'll also get updates live during the show. So, for instance, I just posted a link to that article about RT and Al Jazeera going to be carrying the third-party debates on Tuesday night. So we'll, you know, post some questions sometimes observations, give you different ways to interact with Free Talk Live over at news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. You know, you got an email in here tonight, Adamo. If you want to pull that up, I've got one as well. We'll share a couple emails here. You got one from one of the haters that was posting over on YouTube about the video we discussed in the first hour. And that video is still linked over on our Twitter and Facebook. But let me jump into this. It's a positive email here. This one from, I can't say who it's from. From someone who just prefers not to be named. He writes, every podcast I listen to, I just want to scream out, right on, you're correct about the police. All they want to do is handcuff people and snoop. I hate to say it, I had a couple of very bad incidents that happened during the days of my youth. I was in between jobs. Construction was very tight, and I ran out of money. I saw one ad in the San Francisco Chronicle. Help wanted. Must be 21. No criminal record. Apply in person at San Quentin State Prison. Well, the next thing you knew, I was a prison guard. I made more money than I did working in construction, and it was a regular check. I was a good lemming back then. I was on a gun position and had to shoot a guy. Fortunately, he didn't die, although he was stabbing a member of his felonious peer group at the time. Maybe he had it coming, maybe he didn't. I yelled 3 times for him to stop. He did not. I worked with a lot of sick bastards that were just unbelievable. They all said things like, you popped your cherry, and you should have aimed for center mass. I don't know how some of these sicko cops on the street can just shoot someone, like the 80-something-year-old woman, and sleep at night. I just winged a guy, and I couldn't sleep, eat, and was just a mess. Then I fell in love with a wonderful princess from Norway. I went to a local church which was affiliated with a seminary near San Quentin. She was attending seminary, getting her postgraduate degree in Christian education. Truth be known, she was also working on her MRS degree as well. One thing led to another, and we were an item. I finally woke up one morning with the wonderful, tall, athletic thing, and I said to myself, I would be stupid to let this get away. She was a swimmer and was on the 1980 Norway Olympic team. That's how... That's how good she was. Inga, her name, was 5'10 and built like a runway model. No chest, and unlike a model, she had a muscle upon muscle. It was not built too bad. I was not built too bad either, he says, since I played football in college. During 1983, we were engaged, and she was training for the Olympics, and she needed a little help. Well, I knew the right people, and I got her and I hooked up with some, shall we say, performance-enhancing drugs. She trained in the San Francisco Bay in the morning. She would swim from Tiburon Point to Angel Island and back, and that was just the warm-up. He says, my idyll was soon interrupted. She was killed in her dorm room. The Martin sheriffs started asking questions, found out she was engaged to a prison guard, and they had their suspect. I was stupid. I allowed the police to search my room. In retrospect, I should have known better. And they found my stash. They also found a steroid stash. All of a sudden, I was the prime suspect. The questioning was like, we see you're all roided up. She was all roided up. She didn't want to have sex, and you killed her. I felt like mentioning once all those performance-enhancing drugs got into her system, her libido took off. The police took this line of questioning, even though they had eyewitnesses to place her in her dorm room at the seminary at 4 p.m., and they knew my shift started at 2:30. I guess I had the USS Enterprise beam me from standing in a dining hall at San Quentin into her dorm room, killing her and then beaming me back to a dining hall full of 2,000 or so inmates and about half a dozen guards. They then took the tack that since I worked in a prison, that I knew people who were capable of killing someone, and I'd had her killed. Yes, all the police want to do is show up and put someone in handcuffs. I was never so happy in my life when I, the idiot that killed her, tried to pawn... I was never so happy in my life when the idiot that tried to kill her... tried to pawn her engagement ring. I didn't know at the time Tiffany's etched serial numbers on their diamonds, and the suspect walked into an honest pawn shop trying to get $100 for a $4,000 ring. After I was officially cleared of the crime, all that one detective could say was, quote, gee, I was certainly hoping it was you, just so I could put some handcuffs on a prison guard one last time before I retire. No apology. No, gee whiz, we were hard on you, but here's my card. I'll hold up my hand for you in the future. Nothing. He says that I usually don't listen to rap music, but some guy had a song called F the Police. That's just about right, he says. Up here where I live now, the Yuba City police shot a 77-year-old woman that was holding a broom near her front door. The police officer said, I thought it was a weapon. He was 30 feet away when she was shot and killed on New Year's Eve a couple of years ago. The DA investigated an action akin to having Colonel Sanders guard a hen house and determined the shooting was justified. Yeah, right. The sick SOB that shot that woman struts around town like he's Buford T. Pusser from Walking Tall and McGuff the Crime Dog all wrapped into one. So, just thought I'd share his story.
Yeah, it's sad that that's all too often the response of the police. It's like, oh, we treated you bad. So what?
Yep. What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? Whatever.
You're going to pay your taxes?
Oh,
or we're
your
gonna
dog?
Right.
Whatever.
You're going to pay your taxes, you're going to pay our salary, or we're going to come and steal your house from you.
Right.
Maybe we'll kill you in the process.
Hopefully folks see the reason. It's the lack of accountability. You know, it's a monopoly on protection, a service that has value.
But we're the bad guys at DAMO when a police officer pulls us over and we give him, you know, make it not easy on him. You know,
right. You ask him a few questions or ask for a little privacy or...
Pull out a video camera.
Right. Accountability. Try to hold someone accountable.
You know, maybe be upset when he pulls your door open, which is this video we were talking about at the beginning of the hour, or not the hour, but the beginning of the show tonight. You can go to our Facebook and Twitter, and the link is there to that video. But you got an email about that
video.
Yeah,
shortly after we started talking about it, one of the breaks, Joe Alaska, who didn't say I could not mention his name, but is probably not a real one anyways, he sends the link and right off the bat says, this is you, question mark, you know, and I don't know who he's talking about because you're in the front seat and so is Derek. I was behind the camera, so I don't think I was in there much, but yet still sent to my email. He says, what sad, pathetic little boys, which is fine. It's fine that we're sad, pathetic little boys. It's a free country after all. Well,
oh, yeah,
you know,
sure
we can argue about that. But he goes on to say,
I guess some people really believe that still. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, free for who?
Who believes that? Does anybody really believe that listening to the show right now?
Right, that we're a free country? Yeah.
855-450-FREE. If you believe that it's a free country, we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-3733.
So this guy continues on. He goes, the fact that your actions actually, or that we should understand that the fact that our actions actually set back those causes we claim to be fighting for.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I'll make my points after this, but I'll go on to read the rest of his letter. He says, that makes you a bad person. So we're hurting our own cause, and he says that makes us bad. So he's like, there are people in this world who have real problems, deal with real police brutality, real harassment, real loss of freedom.
Right. It wasn't real, Ademo, when you spent 3 months of your life
in
jail.
Yeah, 92 days in a jail cell. That wasn't real. It was just a dream. He's like, you cheapen their pain and make a joke of their suffering with your whiny, entitled snivels for attention. Maybe you do it because you think chicks will dig it. So, yeah, everything I do is for the women, but...
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I just don't have women throwing themselves at me.
Neither do I.
Just doesn't work for that. In fact, doing what we do at Damo is kind of, it keeps women away, if you think about it, because a lot of ladies are interested in a relationship with someone who's going to be there and, you know, security and all that. But we go to jail on a regular, somewhat irregular basis, and that can be a real tough time for a significant other.
I mean, I'm in a relationship right now, and it is troublesome, you know, because we're both workaholics. We both, like, spend a lot of time doing what we're going to do, and it's hard to, like you said, have that other level of intimacy when you have this passion, I guess, holding you back.
Right, and if you, you know, if you're interested in somebody from a romantic aspect, but you know that person could be taken from you, you know, two weeks later because of some ridiculous law or some new thing that the police decide to aggress against for, that doesn't really make someone want to get too committed or even interested
in the first place. Desirable right now to women who, because at any moment I could be snatched for breaking any number of the infinite amount of laws and taken to jail for 4.5 years. Yeah. You know, what kind of relationship?
So I wish it was the ladies, but no, that's not the reason.
Yeah. So what I like about this letter, he goes on to say we're probably spoiled rich kids. He then, as he gets closer to the end of his letter, and since he's backed up no other point before, has straw man or blanket statements, he resorts to name-calling, some cussing, and he wants to remind us that karma exists. So I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad he did, because I went to jail for using children's chalk and making phone calls after people assaulted a kid. So karma, it can come around whenever.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, 12-year-old defends her home successfully without the police. We'll give you that story. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Plus, coming up, texting crackdown. It's coming maybe to a state near you.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.